Dublin.
You are tuned into Primera Generación with your host, Gemma Castro on Dublin.
Hello everyone, this is Gemma Castro. Before we get into the episode, I want to take a moment to address the June 24th Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. This decision stripped away the legal right to have a safe and legal abortion. Restricting access to comprehensive reproductive care, including abortion, threatens the health and independence of all Americans. This decision could also lead to the loss of other rights. To learn more about what you can do to help, go to choice.crd.co. I encourage you to speak up, take care, and spread the word.
You go bow for the result, oh. Nothing to discuss, oh. Cause I did win by default and without any doubt, oh. I'm a me happy adult, oh. I no go feed the girl, I no go feed the girl insult, oh. I'm a mind that's you the talk, oh. I put my life into my job and I know I'm in trouble. She manipulated my love, oh. I know holy and I know that kepo like the Baba Frayo. Obama. I dey try to buy moto, one Toyota Corolla. My feelings been dey swing like Django Lover. Feelings been dey swing like Django Lover. Now you crash your Ferrari for Lekki Bona. Now some money remake could have been all over. My feelings still dey swing like Django Lover. Feelings still dey swing like Timbani catch you, at you. I'm a white dog in Fendi suit. Why you say I did nothing for you when if I do anything you want me to do? If I do anything you want me to do, maybe another time, maybe another life, you will be my wife and we'll get it right. Young cast, last, now everybody go chop breakfast. Have to say bye bye yo, to the love of my life. My eye yo, don't cry yo, I need people and shadow.
I just absolutely love how they flipped that Toni Braxton sample. I'm a huge fan of Toni Braxton and a huge fan of Burna Boy, so it's just so cool to see that. This is She, this is Gemma Castro. I'm so happy to be here with you. Like you may have noticed, I have a fabulous promo picture for this episode. And if you're wondering who it's by the photographer known as Michelle Alanis, who actually has their own radio show, which you should go check out. You can go check them out on Instagram and find all those things. They are also credited on the photo on the website. Thank you, Michelle. I'm back. It's been a while. I hope everyone's having a warm but not painfully warm summer. A lot has happened. And as I mentioned today, I want to take a step to the side and take a moment to really recognize this thing that I love so much that I've dedicated my whole life to, sound. And really consider ways that it is involved in my life outside of music, in buildings, in movie theaters, in malls, in parking lots. This is something that I've been contemplating for a while, and I thought, who better to share this with than my radio community here? I could go on and on about like, you know, how amazing radio is, but I'm sure you know since you're listening. So we'll get into that. I think I'm going to let this song play. Maybe I'll play a couple more songs just to kind of get you situated wherever you're going. You know, if you want to just get a glass of water, then go ahead and do that. Ugh, there's been so much fabulous music coming out. There always is, but I've really been on my health grind. And so in order for me to do my health, I have to listen to good music, you know, to keep motivated. So I'm going to play some of that at the beginning, and then we're going to go into full lecture mode.
Yo soy un bellaco, eso es lo que nos une. Ella sabe que está buenota y no la presumen. Si yo fuera tu gato, subiera una foto los viernes y los lunes.
Pa' que todo el mundo vea lo rica que tú estás, que tú estás. Contigo tengo que apretar. Y en la calle ando suelto, pero por ti me quito. Si tú me lo pides, yo me porto bonito y subo.
Si quieres te hago un bebé, te traigo la plan B.
Mami, qué rica tú te ves.
Pa' los 2000 escucha RBD. Y ahora quieres perreo toda la noche en la pared. Te echo si no se bebe.
Mami, tú eres élite, no te me limites. Déjame hacerte lo que me diste y te levite. Dale pa'l escondite, no te me arite. Que aquí no va a poder llegar los satélites. Mami, sube algo, dame contenido. Ese culo sube lo más seguido. Me paso jangueando, a ver si coincide. Contigo, ma, y nuestra bella queda, nunca la olvido. Ninguna como tú a mí me ha complacido. Tú crees que a todas siempre les digo lo mismo. Quiere chingar, pero no quiere nada fijo. Ey, pero en confianza me confiesa. Dice que nadie le interesa, pero cuando sale se pone traviesa.
Ey, pa' que todo el mundo ve. Y en la calle ando suelto, pero por ti me quito. Si tú me lo pides, yo me porto bonito.
Cansada de relaciones, no quiero más presiones. Por más que me critiquen, me tiene sin cojones. Papi, me puse mamá, mami, lo sabe colado. Me perre en Miami.
Qué chimba se siente hacer el amor con otro. Y que quede entre nosotros.
Saturday to you all. I'm so happy to be here with you on Dub Lab Radio. And even more happy to be talking about one of my favorite relationships, which is sound and space. And space, what is space in our lives but architecture and the way that we exist and the structures that we exist in. And so yeah, those are two things I'm really passionate about, and I'm so excited to be talking about them today. And before we get all the way in there with that, I want to take a moment to acknowledge the event I had yesterday or earlier this week at La Lux Studios with Nomadic Land, Los Angeles Nomadic Division Land. It was a really special event called Soundscapes at La Lux Studios in South LA, celebrating Ozzy Juarez's mix release. I also performed and I saw a lot of really special people there. So I first of all want to say thank you to everybody who came, and thank you to Land. And I'm really excited to see their programming this summer. I know I have so many listeners around the world, but I gotta say something special for my LA folk who are here living with me and supporting me in person. I really, really appreciate you. And earlier we heard what I've been listening to this summer. I mean, I feel like this first half of the mix is really like the bangers, things that are getting me in the gym. I'm so excited by the new music by Bad Bunny, Karol G, Burna Boy, like the pop stuff that's just like everyone's hearing. I'm hearing it too, and it's so inspiring. So I want to start off on a high note and then get into this paper. And then I have another short mix after the paper of some music that is also really important to me and really special. And yeah, I'm excited to jump into that. I'm going to be featuring Olivia HP, a very exciting DJ who I've been working with, Sega Bodega, of course, more ambient works, Roger Eno, you know, getting all the way in there. So yeah, so stay tuned and let's jump right in. I'm going to be reading a paper on architecture and sound that I wrote. Some highlights, some people I'll be talking about. Marianne Amache, I'll be talking about architecture firms and the use of acousticians. And yeah, the very different landscape that one can consider sound and architecture in. So I hope you have your snacks. And if you need to access the text, what you can do is you can look at the description of the show on dublab.com and you'll see a link to the text. And if for any reason you are unable to get a hold of that link, feel free to email me or you can DM me on Instagram. Architecture and sound. The experience of sound has had many evolutions revolving around communication and listening experiences. Many individuals have had their first conscious experience with sound through communication, such as crying as an infant and then later through the act of listening, and quite often vice versa. Once a person is exposed to music, which is an experience of solely listening to sounds, it can become difficult to separate sound from a force as powerful as music. However, it is important to recognize that sound and the human experience of listening to sound came first, and music is only one inspiration drawn from it. Stepping away from the cathartic, emotional expectations of music, one can listen to sound for what it is, and even more interestingly, where it is, and where we hear and perceive it in our ears and in our mind. Born out of this particular interest, the tradition of creating sound worlds has emerged in the form of physical installations, often referred to as sound installations. Sound installations as an artistic practice emerged as a result of an evolution of listening from the time of music to the space of sound. This kind of listening has also become vital in the way we design more permanent installations, such as buildings and concert halls. Marianne Amiche, an American artist and scientist, carried out various experiments in the form of sound installations in which she studied the spatialization of sounds recorded at various locations. Austrian artist Bernard Leitner, when creating his sound work, made it a point to divorce his sounds from music by using sounds that had no recognizable melody or rhythm. It was important for his work that the participatory listener experience the sounds as building materials and not music. Arup, a global architecture and design firm, has developed tools in order to predict and create using technology. Let me reread that. Arup, a global architecture and design firm, has developed tools in order to predict and create, using technology, the amplification and spatialization of sounds in buildings before they are built. This effort is in order to ensure that the building designs will create an environment that is suitable for the sounds they would like to hear. Whether it be in art galleries or in the buildings we exist in, sound is always critical to our experience and our awareness of our placement in space. When we begin to discuss the phenomenon of sound installations, one must begin by separating the notion of sound from the expectation of music. For some, this separation is a process in itself, but for others, the two could not be any more far apart from one another. Marianne Amiche, born 1938 in Pennsylvania, began her experiments with sounds as a pianist and composition student. Even as a composition student, she was interested in compositions that use space as important compositional elements, such as Kontakt by 20th and 21st century German composer Stockhausen, whom she studied with at the University of Pennsylvania. She was a scientific researcher by nature and often credits her studies with Stockhausen as the reason she continued to work with sound instead of other sciences. It was in her studies that she began to build a fascination with spatialization and sound. But it wasn't until her own works that this fascination began to manifest itself into discoveries of her own, further establishing her commitment to the space of sound. I'm going to take a drink of water here. From 1967 to 1981, Amiche developed a series of installations entitled City Links. City Links was a series of sound installations made up of different receiving ends of telephone lines that were being recorded and amplified in one room. These telephone lines were connected to microphones which Amiche had placed and left in several different natural locations, including the Boston Harbor, downtown Buffalo, the Mississippi River, and others. Amiche was the owner of these telephone lines and was able to listen in to the different locations around the clock and study them in her own studio, analyzing the difference of the sound environments at the different times of days and in different climates. There were various iterations of this sound installation project in which she would set up the receiving ends of all these different telephone lines in a singular location, such as a museum or art gallery. These setups were considered to be sound installations. During her time with these recordings, she studied the spatialization of the sounds in each location and became fascinated by all the detail and space in the real-world recordings. Although the audio from the telephone lines was a mono signal, within that mono recording, she would hear all of the different spaces and the variety of different noises at different volumes in different places, all coming from one oral point of view. She was a lot more interested in the placement and interactions of all the different natural sounds of a location than the actual sounds themselves. I'm going to take a pause here to explain a word we heard earlier, mono. For those of you who don't know what mono means one channel of audio. Usually when we listen to music, I'm diverging from the paper here, by the way. Usually when we listen to music, we hear stereo, which is right and left. So it's two channels. And so whenever you listen to music on your headphones, most of the time, unless it's specifically a mono, you're listening to a stereo audio file. So it's going to be a left and right channel. This show, if you're listening on your headphones, is in stereo. So what that means is there's two channels, right? So when you're, that's why when you listen to certain music with headphones, you might hear the guitar on one side or the drums on the other side, or, you know, it sounds like the voice is moving from right to left. That's because it's stereo and you're receiving a right and left signals. So two separate signals. So what Mariana is describing here is that it was a mono signal, which means just one channel of audio. Everything that she heard was in one, from one source. You know, when you listen to music on your phone, your iPhone, or, you know, out of the phone speaker, that is mono because you're not getting two separate ones since you're listening out of one speaker. So that's just an example of mono to stereo, mono and stereo, and why it's interesting that this person experienced so much depth with just a mono signal. Okay, let's go back to the paper. Throughout the CityLynx experiments and sound installation series, Amashe was deeply inspired by the depth and spatialization of sound in the natural world and became determined to create the same amount of spatialization in her own recordings. She cultivated an entire artistic practice in pursuit to manifest this experience in her own recordings of sound. In-person experiences of her work, the sounds she created were amplified at high volumes and drenched with detailed and compositional spatialization. As a result of the deep spatialization of the sounds, a listener in one of these in-person sound installation listening experiences would become more aware of their own body and its placement through its relation to sound, simultaneously informing her sound installation and musical works. Amashe was also deeply involved in the study of psychoacoustics, researching how and why our brains interpret sound waves as recognizable sounds and information. Ingrained in Amashe's investigation on the space of sound is the locality of the human body, where it is placed, and how it moves through space. Amashe's work addresses the sound around the human body, and inversely, how sounds configured in the world accentuates human presence. She was deeply interested and committed to the listening human body and the geography of its oral experience. Branching off from Amashe's discoveries and investigations in other parts of the world, creators were similarly having groundbreaking experiments exploring the unknown territory of sound's infinite dialogue with space. While Amashe employed sound to place and envelop a listener in a location, another artist located at the same East Coast was beginning to use sound as a building material for locations themselves. In particular, one architect-made artist found a fascination with sound as a neutral material to build physical environments that a human could place themselves inside of and walk around in. Bernard Leitner, born in Austria in 1938, studied as an architect at the Technical University of Vienna. While studying architecture, he was also inspired by the music of new music composers such as Amiche's German composition teacher, Stockhausen, who used space as a compositional device in his pieces. After his studies in architecture in Austria, Leitner began to theorize and fantasize about his own practice, enveloping both of his interests, a practice of using architecture vocabulary to discuss sound. He was interested in finding ways to bridge the two forms. In an interview with Eugen Bloom in 2008, Leitner recalls, quote, "Also, I found the graphics of complex music theoretical treatments of chord rotations in space stimulating. For example, though I read them with an architecture eye, not a musical one." End quote. Leitner would look at a major chord written on a grand staff as three building blocks stacked on one another, instead of pitches that are intervals apart. When Leitner moved to New York in the late 1960s, he began to afford himself the opportunity to begin to materialize some of the ideas he had been experimenting with in his mind. He decided to work with sounds as building materials, with the technique of his work as an architect, designing space through drawn and mathematically calculated sketches, guided by the belief that sound was indeed a more malleable building material than metal or concrete. He approached creating with sound from the tradition of sculpture and architecture. As Leitner began to work with sound as a sculptural medium, he made a realization regarding the human body's relationship to sound and sound sculptures. He realized that sound does not go around the body or above or below the body, but penetrates and goes through it. This created a limitless openness to the dimensions he could make with his sounds and the way that a participant could experience it. In his early works during this period of living in New York, Leitner's work took form in what he referred to in his interview with Eugen Bloom as infecting rooms with multi-channel compositions. One of these works is a sound installation entitled Sound Cube, created in 1968. Sound Cube is a small square room with 64 speakers on each of the four walls, equaling to a total of 384 speakers. SoundCube was equipped with an immersive speaker setup with 64 channels. Leitner is able to create shapes and moving directions of sounds. The sound experience is dependent on where the participant is standing or walking. For example, a listener can be standing at a point where four different sounds are going through them. One sound from above, one sound from below, one sound from the right, one sound from the left of them, creating a rich chord that they are serving as the intersection for. Additionally, in another instance, a participant standing in the room may only hear the sounds from channels which direct the sound at their lower body. In this case, the listener would hear the sound swirling around their feet and legs. Leitner was interested in placing sounds to go through different parts of the body that are not normally associated with hearing. For example, the hip, arm, or leg. The awareness of the human body's form and its own geography and its movement in space grew to become a rich harvest for Leitner's work, and he later arrived at the conclusion that the human could hear and experience sound with any part of its body, not only the ears. These ideas were materialized in later projects such as Sound Suit, which was created in 1975. Sound suit in some ways can be considered a sound installation that is worn on the body. It is a suit with built-in speakers made of plastic. The speakers are attached to the suit at different parts of the body. The result of the experiment is that the listener wearing the suit will receive the sounds as they occur on their body first, instead of solely through their ears. Leitner intended to bring the listener closer to becoming aware of their own body's relationship to sound and location. While the work of Marianne Amiche and Bernard Leitner is acknowledged as artistic expressions and experimentation, the existence and conversation of sound environments is present in our everyday lives outside of the art context. Whether humans are aware of it, they themselves and every object around them is contributing to sound environments, not to mention eternal natural sound environment, which is nature. Because sound environments are present everywhere, there is work to be done in improving sound environments for functional spaces such as offices, hospitals, theaters, and lecture halls. In these situations, the sound research and aural installation ideas of Amiche and Leitner come hand in hand with the world of construction, interior design, and engineering. An entity that functions and serves the world in this way is Arup. Arup is a total design firm with offices around the world. Arup was started in 1946 by philosopher and engineer Ove Arup, who began a consulting engineering business in London with a vision for total architecture that would address all angles of the human experience of a place. Today, Arup works diligently in addressing the sound environment of the spaces it builds through the use of acoustic planning and research. Arup believes that the success or failure of a place is dependent on people's experience of the place. For that reason, it is important to ensure the aural experience of a place is also complementary to the purpose of the space. One offering from the firm is acoustic consulting, in which demonstrations are made for how a building or structure will sound before it is actually built. The way that Arup is able to create a recording of a space that doesn't exist yet is a culmination of some of the observations about spatialization of sound that Amiche realized in her City Links, and the construction of sound experience created by Leitner in his work Sound Cube. In order to project the sound experience of buildings and rooms that have not been built yet, Arup has developed a tool called Sound Lab, which uses the process of oralization to create what talking or walking or an orchestra might sound like in a room. Sound Lab begins by first capturing the acoustic signature of a room. The acoustic signature of a room is dependent on the size and the materials of the room, as well as where in the world the room is located. Sound Lab can predict what the acoustic signature of a room will be by creating a computer model of the building. Once Sound Lab has determined this, it will take an anechoic sound and place it in that predicted room. This process of taking an anechoic sound and placing it in a predicted acoustic environment that does not yet exist is called auralization. Auralization is similar to the rendering of a 3D object. However, in this case, it is the rendering of sound. It combines the anechoic sound with the acoustic signature of the room and allows one to hear what those sounds will sound like in a room. It created this sound experience by placing 12 loudspeakers arranged in a sphere around the imagined listener. These 12 loudspeakers receive the rendered acoustic space and reproduce the exact timing, strength, and direction of sound reflections you would experience in the real room. Okay, pause here. I'm going to explain one word that we heard earlier, anechoic. An anechoic sound. An anechoic sound is a sound, or what I'm going to describe anechoic. Anechoic means that it's completely, completely unaffected sound. You know how you might talk and you might hear some echo in your room, or if you're in a hallway, you're definitely going to hear an echo. But if you're in your car, even your car, which seems like a dead flat kind of sound. When I say flat, I mean like there's no echo or anything like that. That the way your car is shaped is also going to affect how you hear someone talking. So every really space, even this room I'm recording in right now, has a noticeable or not noticeable effect on the way a sound is being amplified. In this case, my voice is being amplified. So anechoic is a very special thing where it's a sound, it's completely unaffected by space. So when I'm recording in an anechoic room, it means like a completely flat, dead space. There will be literally no echo, no reverb. You will not hear a thing other than the source of the sound. So just for information, that's what anechoic means. It's like completely like flat. Okay, back to the paper. Upon analyzing the works of Amashe, Leitner, and Arup, it becomes difficult to disassociate sound from space, and even more difficult to confine the subject of sound to the subject of music. In fact, it has become more and more clear that sound does not exist without space, and space is reliant on sound for its structure or lack of structure. Much writing has been done around this notion, including the works of author Brandon LaBelle, who in his book Background Noise: Perspectives on Sound exercises great intent in locating sound's many architectural features. Namely, LaBelle's writing addresses the occurrence of sound installation as a proclamation of sound's marriage with space, and states that sound installations bring together sound and space in a provocative and stimulating manner, often appropriating architectural elements and construction, social events, environmental noise, and acoustic dynamics. Although not included in the canon of sound art and sound installation by the lens of the world, the work of acousticians such as those working at Arup are a form of large-scale commercial sound installations with natural sounds instead of pre-recorded or predetermined sounds. As a consequence of bridging so many experiential environmental elements, the occurrence of sound installation, whether it be in an art gallery or in a design building, is undoubtedly impactful in regards to positioning the listener inside a greater geographic field, and subsequently positioning the listener to listen with more inward and outward awareness and sensitivity. In all experiences of sound, one has the opportunity to identify their placement in relationship to that sound, in addition to simply enjoying the sound passively for what it is. When the curiosity of placement is explored to its depth, incredible new discoveries are to be made for the way one experiences their own movement in space, and for the possibilities of listening experiences in all environments. Amashe made this discovery through listening deeply to recorded sound to recorded sounds of different locations for hours at a time. Leitner decided to take sound itself as a building material and build structures using architectural language as a way to house the human body and explore the interaction of sound as it goes through the body. Arup is using technology to design buildings that have more suitable dimensions for favorable acoustics and sound production, using similar designs and concepts, recreating the idealized spatialization of sound in buildings as Amashe and Leitner did for their sound installations. So there you have it. My writings on architecture and sound. I hope you enjoyed listening to this as much as I enjoyed sharing this information. If anybody wants to get in contact with me about it, you know where to find me. All my information is here on the Dub Lab site. I guess one takeaway is that, we often look at some of these works by these artists like Amashe and Leitner within the art context. However, it's a really real thing. Sound installations and how we exist with sound is a part of our daily lives. I think that's exciting. And I think that's exciting for people like myself who are very passionate about a sound and the spaces that we exist in and our ecosystem. So we were also listening to the music that we've been listening to under this is by composer Hiroshi Yoshimura, who is an incredible composer I'm a big fan of. And I think it's also interesting because I deeply appreciate and love and respect his music, and I'm also talking over it. And I think that to me, I feel like his music is really special because it's something that I feel comfortable like having in the background, but also I could just focus in on it all the time. So I think it's fabulous that it's something that can exist in many ways. So yes, we were listening to Hiroshi Yoshimura is the composer. All right, now I'm going to get into our mix shortly. I'm going to take a little bit of a break and put in a drop. But thank you so much for listening. I hope that you stay with me for the rest of the hour. I'm going to be having some incredible music. This next track is by Olivia HP.
You are tuned into Primera Generación with your host Gemma Castro on dublab.com. You.
but permanent. Light the incense, remember this scent. Eyes are bitch, but you won't catch a slip. I know nothing, I know I don't.
are tuned into Primera Generación with your host, Gemma Castro on dublab.com.
Dublab.